on the podcast, you actually have something to share with us, Kristen, from your podcast this week that relates to something that I certainly love.
Yeah, so we were very lucky. We got to sit down with Jemaine Clement, who is one half of the Flight of the Conchords musical duo. We just love him. And he came in to talk about a new movie that he co-wrote, co-directed, and he co-stars in. It's a horror comedy mockumentary about vampires when they're not out killing virgins and drinking blood and just on their downtime. Here's a clip.
I do my flat chores.
No, you don't.
No, yes,
don't.
I do. That's why we're having the flat meeting.
The point is, Deacon, that you have not done the dishes for 5 years.
Vladislav is right. It's unacceptable to have so many bloody dishes all over this bench like this.
I'm so embarrassed when people come over here.
What does it matter? You bring them over, you kill them. Vampires don't do dishes.
A pretend documentary.
Yes. And he talked with us about the movie, beginning with how he wanted to tell a different kind of vampire story.
This is filming them when they're not just being the cool, mysterious guy at the window. Also the other times when there are other windows and they don't manage to hypnotize the people in the room. And you know, the times when they're being not so cool and not so mysterious. And a lot of people don't think about, you know, a lot of vampires are wealthy in movies. But what if you didn't invest right in, imagine trying to make that last. It's hard to get jobs. Most of them are in the daytime.
Age discrimination. Mm. Yeah.
These vampires are super not sexy.
No, I think we're trying, but no.
I mean, there's some flying and some fighting scenes, which
are
great.
Yeah, they're not that sexy.
And, you know, vampires turning into bats and doing that kind of thing. But some of the scenes are just so deadpan and fantastic. And Rafer and I especially loved Nick and Stu.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about these actors who play Nick and Stu?
Sure. Nick is played by Corey Gonzalez-McCure. He's a comedian. He'd never been in a film before. And he's just a natural. And then Stu is actually an IT guy. He plays an IT guy in the film.
Yes.
In real life, he is an IT guy. He was just helping us out filming it, like making sure people didn't trip over when we were filming in town and carrying stuff. And we thought he looked so different to the rest of us and had a different energy, I guess. He wasn't a performer. He was a software analyst. But so we just put him in that. And when we saw him in that, he stood out a lot. So we made his part quite major when we were writing the script. We didn't let him know. We didn't want to freak him out.
No wonder, because they're both, you know, I hope this is no insult to Corey, but I never would have known that they were that either of them were a comedian. You know, they both. When I saw the film, I just kept thinking, did they just pull these guys off the street? Did they really just get these guys just out of nowhere? But that's great about Stu. You know, a star might have been born there. He's terrific in the film.
We have had when we've gone to film festivals at the end of the film. People stand up when Stu comes out.
That's great. That's terrific. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And you made this film for about $1 million. Is that right?
Yes.
So that's
a lot of money, right?
It's a lot of money, although not when we're talking about movies.
No, not as far as movies go. It's about a 200th of many movies.
Yeah, exactly. And so we know that you had to call in, as I think independent filmmakers do, you had to call in a lot of favors, mm-hmm. one of them from Peter Jackson. Tell us how that came about.
Well, there's lots of favors from Peter Jackson. He lent us cameras. The outside of the vampire's house is actually his office.
Oh.
That's his office.
Yeah. Creepy looking office.
Creepy.
It's one of his offices. Our set is made of the discarded green screen of the Hobbit set.
All right.
Wow. Peter Jackson often helps any New Zealand movie. Seems to help somehow.
What was your entree into him? Didn't knock on that creepy office and say, "Hey,
we went and visited him while they were making The Hobbit, and just you know, told him the idea and just, is there any way you can help? We were hoping he would say, "Have $1 million."
Sure,
but he didn't say that. But he did say, "Have some cameras, and you know, we might be able to help you with some other ways."
All right, well, that's cool
that's
enough.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Flight of the Conchords, Jermaine Clements, What We Do in the Shadows. It's a comedy vampire mockumentary. The full fawning and utterly delightful conversation with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meiser is part of this week's Movie Date.